Anyone who remembers as far back as the 1960s will remember Southend-on-Sea Borough Constabulary with their white helmets. From 1840 until 1914, police in Southend was the responsibility of Essex County Constabulary, but the residents were never really happy with the number of officers in the town. Because Southend is the nearest seaside resort to London, and so easily reached by train, it has been a popular spot for day trippers since the Victorian era, and this caused a massive increase in population in the summer months. In 1914, Southend was given the status of county borough, and with this came the right to form its own police force. Southend-on-Sea Borough Constabulary was formed shortly afterwards, and the county officers already serving in Southend were offered positions in the borough force with higher salaries and weekly rather than fortnightly rest days. The new borough officers had tailored uniforms and, between March and October, they wore distinctive white helmets which could more easily be seen under the lights of the seafront. Because the town was relatively wealthy, the officers of Southend had all the facilities available to the county officers. There was an enviable fleet of vehicles, including motorcycles and Jaguar patrol cars, a substantial mounted section, and their own sea rescue patrol. By the mid-1960s, the borough force had nearly 400 officers and had been split into two divisions. Then came the Police Act of 1964, which ordered the amalgamation of police forces in the interests of efficiency, causing resentment among Southend officers, who knew that their borough force was much respected and considered to be efficient. However, the word of the Home Office was to be obeyed. The borough force held their final parade through the streets of Southend before the amalgamation on the 1st of April 1969, when the Essex and Southend-on-Sea Joint Constabulary was formed. The Law newspaper was first printed in 1969 to help the officers in a newly amalgamated force to get to know each other.